Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, March 10th, 2011. Well, we hope you enjoyed the last show that we did.
You better fucking
I kind of feel like when I'm talking to you like this, I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm on Saturday Night Live.
Seductive. Like, I feel like I'm on Sue Johansson's like, sex talk.
And today on Sex Talk.
Today's Toy of the Week.
Our uncut souls.
Oh.
Too personal. Well, we did get some positive feedback for Mr. James LeRoy.
And I am show, as cute so as I sound.
I guess you're, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're sticking around for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
So like don't herpes. Breathe so much into the microphone.
I'm like herpes.
Don't breathe into. Yeah.
Got it.
Got it. Get it.
I'll be like the chocolate rain guy and breathe to the side.
Chocolate rain, chocolate rain. So what's up? What you been up to?
You know, working, busy.
You're still breathing into the microphone.
I'm a heavy breather. I'm sorry.
Control your nostrils.
I'm doing my best.
I'm doing my best, y'all. Oh, my phone's going off. Let's see what's going on here.
Who's blowing you up?
Somebody on Scruff. I'm just sorry.
Okay.
Well, we'll start out with what happened to me last Saturday. No, Friday or Saturday?
Your birthday?
At Starbucks.
Oh.
What day was that?
Your birthday was Saturday, so I think that was probably either Thursday or Friday.
So, I'm at Starbucks with the person that just messaged me on Scruff.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're sitting there talking, and I haven't told him anything about the podcast. You know, he's like a complete stranger, so we're kind of getting to know each other. And I'm sitting there talking, and this guy, I'm sitting at one side of the table. The guy I'm talking to is sitting on the other, and then there's a person behind him that walks in and sits down. So, now I'm trying to think of that person's name before I get to the story. Anyway, so what happened was,
well, tell the story. And there you go.
So I'm sitting here talking to this guy, and this guy approaches me, and he's like, "Are you Ricky Burton?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh my God, I just want to tell you, I've been listening to your podcast like for a year, and you know, I can't believe I'm actually here looking at you." And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, do you live in Chicago? He's like, no, I live in Houston. I'm here on business. And I'm like, what?
Rando.
I was like, that's so cool. And my face was just like lit up like it is now.
Grinning ear to ear.
It was like, oh, it was worse than this. And he was just talking about how he loved the show. And this is the best part was, whoa.
Jesus Christ. Is that your phone?
Me? Oh, yeah. That's somebody's calling me.
Oh.
Hold on for a second. Oh, okay. They hung up. We talked a little bit. This is like in front of the guy that.
Yeah.
So he has no idea I have a podcast. He has no idea why this person even knows me. And I'm like, awkward. You know? But I mean, it was okay though. I mean, I told him what it was and everything.
Right.
And he was just.
You're just trying to impress the guy. You're like, I totally paid this guy.
I go, that's what happens when you're famous.
Nice and junk. People buy you shit.
But anyway, he just wants to, next time he's in Chicago, like meet up or whatever. And then he directs messages me on Twitter and he goes, oh, and by the way, while you do look just like your picture, you're even better looking in person. I was like, I love Chicago.
Welcome to Chicago.
But he was totally visiting here on business.
So random. That's random.
And we were at that same place. It was totally weird, but I loved it all at the same time. But it's on Twitter, he goes by Renard98.
Oh.
So it was nice to meet you, Tom. And if you're in Chicago, just let me know and we can try to hook up at Starbucks or something. But I mean, he was excited too. I was like, God, I wish I could be super famous so I could make people happy like that all the time.
Aww.
It was really cool feeling. So that's, it was so pretty nice cool.
Instead of being super famous because I just want to be known.
Right. Nobody has to like pay me. I just want to be known and people get excited when they see me. Yeah. So that happened, and then I celebrated my birthday.
Woo-hoo!
My birthday.
Your birthday.
Partied it up. Oh my gosh.
That was a good time. It was a good time.
Hamburger Mary's was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then who all was there? I don't think there's anyone from the podcasting world there.
No. Not that I know of anyway.
So what was it, like 7 people there maybe?
Yes.
7, 8 people.
7.
Kevin, Mike, you, Pat, and his friend's name.
And Bill.
Pat, yeah, Bill.
Bill was there.
Bill was there, along with Jim.
Along with Jim. Bill and Jim.
It was good times, and we had plenty to drink there.
Yes, you did. You and Bill.
We were putting them away together. We had fuzzy tea bags. Those were good. Was that what it was called? Fuzzy tea bags?
Yeah, fuzzy tea bags.
And then Mary's and then shoes. Mary's punch or something. Was that like, was good.
Yeah.
And we had not a drag queen, but was it a post-op?
I don't think she's got the op yet.
Oh, okay. But she was pretty funny. I liked her.
She's hilarious.
And hey, my friend Pat, he's dark skinned. And she was like, ooh, what are you? Puerto Rican? He's like, no. And she's like, ooh, what are you, baby? What are you? Excuse me.
Mm.
Ooh, smells like hot dogs.
I wonder why.
Y'all, that was pulled barbecue. Rude. Rude.
Whatever.
But she's looking at Pat and she's like, ooh, what are you, Puerto Rican? He's like, no. And he's just like, ooh, what, Mexican?
Mm-mm.
I'm Arabic.
She's like, oh.
And she's like, muy caliente.
Ooh, ay, ay, ay. It was funny. She was funny the whole night.
She was great. And then...
I never remember her name, though. And by her, we'll call her Sally. Him.
We'll call her Sally.
Yeah, that'll... Sure.
And then they brought out a fried Twinkie for my birthday. And then James and Bill...
Right. No, that was all me. Oh, okay. I was the only one that bought you that
all
that
me.
Cake.
All me. And I still haven't eaten it yet. Is it still in the car?
Yes, it's still in the car.
I wonder if it's like dry now.
Probably is. It's red velvet cake.
I'll have to eat it with milk.
By the way, if you live in Chicago, go to Flourish. It's on Bryn Mawr and Broadway. It's awesome.
Chicago. Oh, yeah. I'm in Chicago, y'all.
I don't think they know that.
No. Still, they don't know.
They don't know.
And then I also got a cupcake from Pat. He brought it to me.
The upside down cupcake?
It was like upside down. I was like, oh, you brought me an upside down cupcake. Because it had fallen on the floor and it was all jacked up. And then James brought in some neon bracelet things, like glow in the dark.
The glow sticks.
Yeah. And he got me a scarf, which I have to pull out my St. Patrick's Day stuff and wear
there
that.
There you go. I basically went to the Target section. I don't know. People are celebrating next Saturday, though.
Next Saturday?
Or as in, I mean, in 2 days.
Do the gays do anything?
I'm sure they do.
Well, that doesn't sound too convincing.
Well, I usually don't, because I'm working.
Oh.
I know.
That sucks.
I know.
So are they going to dye the river green?
Yeah.
This Saturday they're going?
You should go check it out. It's cool.
Okay.
It turns greener.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm. Gross.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what else have I been up to? Not much.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, just working, seeing movies here and there.
Just working.
Just working it.
Working your booty.
Booty booty.
Booty to booty.
Oh, we did talk about bouquet at your birthday.
Oh, and yeah.
We needed to tell this
you need
story.
To tell, and then you need to tell that story
that
too.
That story too. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So bouquet. You have to preference the story. Preference.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. The story with the fact that it was a black girl. And black girls usually have cornrows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you have cornrows, you can't scratch them. You got to bat them. Mm-hmm. So you got to smack. Yeah, smack your weave.
Right.
Smack your weave to get that itch out. You can flip your burger, comb your hair.
You get this free comb. You can flip your burgers, comb your hair.
Flip your burgers.
Comb your hair.
Specialize in the homosexual hairdos. So going back to the story. So I had this friend that worked at Target, and he was...
You mean Target.
Target ghetto. I love it. I love Target. That's where all your birthday gifts are coming from. And from the dollar section, too.
Okay.
It's okay. I still love you.
It's whatever. It doesn't matter the price. It's the thought. It's the thought. Mm-hmm.
But I got you a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. He got me glitter. A glitter basket.
I hated it. Glitter is the herpes of crafts. Gets everywhere. Anyway, so the story goes, he was working at the customer service counter, and this black girl comes up, and she's, you know, batting her weave, and she comes up, and he's like, she goes, "Where are your pussy products?" And he's just like, "What?" He's looking around like, "Is this a joke?" He says, "Excuse me?" And she goes, "You know, your tampons and shit." And he's just like, "Is this for real?" And goes, aisle 4. And then she's like, mm-hmm, bouquet. And walks away.
Where's your pussy products?
Where are your pussy products?
Ugh, that's gross.
Oh. Uh-oh, someone's aim's open.
Oopsie. That was Lala Lauren going offline.
Shut the front door.
Oh, now she's back on.
Get on, Lala.
Where's your pussy products?
Speaking of pussy, I watched Jennifer's Body the other night. Oh my god,
that movie is so bad, but it's awesome.
The quotes from that movie. Mm-hmm. You got a tampon? Looks like you're plugging. Totally Jello.
I'm totally green Jello. You're so salty.
What did she? It smells like Thai food up in here. Did you guys have sex? Oh man!
Did you guys have sex?
So funny.
That's a good movie, though. I was surprised that it was better. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it's better on DVD than it is on the movie.
Did you see the movie theater?
In the movies, no. Just know it's one of those movies. It's better on DVD.
I totally went to go see it in theater, and it was.
If you haven't seen it, awesome. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely a great movie to go see. Get rented from Netflix.
She's a scary bitch.
Oh my god, yeah.
Scary. Oh, what was that?
Oh, we had the same sandwich. It's pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
With sweet barbecue sauce.
Sweet old barbecue sauce.
Sweet.
Okay. We might not be able to get two shows out today. Why? What else do we have to talk about?
The death penalty.
But we're supposed to do two shows, but... We'll just do one.
Whatever.
It'll be good.
We can do two.
And what else are we going to talk about?
We can do it.
We can do it, y'all.
We can do it.
Yeah, so there's this thing, which all you people in Chicago know this, but there's this free paper.
If you follow the news.
Right. There's this paper called The Red Eye here in Chicago, and it's a free paper, and you get it.
Side note, my hairstylist guy, there's another lady.
I thought you were going to say he died.
No. There's another lady that he works with, and uh-huh. We were talking about the Red Eye. I guess people from Nebraska created this.
Oh,
just
really?
Random.
You and your Nebraska shit. Who cares about Nebraska? What's from there? Corn? Who else came from that state?
We have Johnny Carson.
Oh, okay. He's dead.
Mm-hmm. We also have, what's his face? James Dean.
Also dead.
Mm-hmm.
What's Nebraska's claim to fame?
Kool-Aid. It was invented in Kearney, I believe.
Kool-Aid.
It's true. We also have Carhenge.
You mean flavor drink?
Mm-mm. Sugar water.
Orange flavor.
No, that's orange soda.
I need some of that purple drink.
Give me some of that purple. Thank you, black people.
So yeah, the Red Eye here, And it's a free paper that you pick up along the street or along the
bus routes.
The bus routes or the L or whatever. So it's pretty interesting. And does it come out every day?
Yes. And then Saturdays you can have it delivered to your door.
How is it free? Like, how is it supported? Who supports this?
Your mom.
Your mom.
No, I don't think
with her poonani.
After five kids, her poonani is a little
sad. Oh, it's a little droopy.
Sadly.
So anyway, the front page says death row in America and Illinois, or Illinois. What do you say?
It's Illinois.
Okay. Switches sides, abolishing death penalty here in the state.
Yeah.
So we're about to discuss it. And I was like, no, save it for the show.
Save it for the show.
So I guess one of the reasons they decided to abolish it is, you were saying, because...
It's because I guess there's a lot of, like, in the last, like, 10 years, like, there was 20... Right. 20 cases where they were wrongly accused and were found not guilty.
Right. Here's just a few facts that they put in the paper here. 1,242 is the amount of executions in the U.S. since 1977. The peak year was 99, when 98 were carried out, while no inmates were put to death in the years of 1978 to 1980. Mm-hmm. 138, the number of exonerations of death row inmates since 1973, which is not that good.
No.
112, 2009, the last year for which whole data is available, saw 112 death sentences handed down, the lowest in the past three decades. The peak year was 1996, when 315 were handed down. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. This part right here that I'm about to read. 466, the number of executions Texas has had since 1976, making it the most active death penalty state. Number two, with 108, is Virginia, comes in second with 108 executions. So there's currently 35 states that still have the death penalty, and yeah, the rest have abolished it. So, doesn't know how he feels about that, and... I know how I feel about it, because I'll just start out with my point first, since I'm the owner of the show.
Whatever.
I think unless you can prove, without a doubt, with science, DNA, hard evidence, that this person did this, that there should be no death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Life in prison? Sure, maybe. But if there's like no, if there's no actual scientific proof that you did this and no one can prove it, then life in prison should be fine. Because I think it's sad that people are placed in this situation and then they're put to death and then they realize a year later that
oops, my mistake,
they did not do it, and nothing is given back to the family, or, you know, as it should be. I mean, the person was put to death and they didn't even do it, and probably their whole life,
right,
they denied doing it because they know they didn't do it.
And then, I don't disagree with you there. My point is with the putting them on death row or putting them in for life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we're having to pay for that. We're basically paying to sustain his life for longer. Mm-hmm. That's the part I don't agree with.
So maybe there should not
be. They need to be working for themselves in order to buy their own cigarettes.
They don't,
and their foods.
We don't purchase their cigarettes for them. They don't even have smoking and cells anymore.
I'm kidding.
But
it's a joke.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I thought this was a serious subject.
Death can never be serious.
Oh.
Speaking of which, I'll tell you the story how my guinea pig saved my life.
How what?
My guinea pig saved my life.
Okay. Are we done with this?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm picking my nose there for a second.
Gross.
And you said your problem was putting... So what would you suggest?
Just making them work, in a sense. I guess making them work for it. I don't know. That's
some places do that.
Well,
like, you see them on the side of the road working.
Right, but it's, I mean, obviously it's not necessarily safe to put a mass murderer on the side of a road, you know, picking up trash.
Yeah, but...
And what I'm saying is there could be other options out there.
Right.
You know, I mean, I just don't agree with the fact that it's like, okay, this person killed 50 people.
Uh-huh.
Now we don't have the death penalty.
Now
that we don't have the death penalty, you know.
Well, there is no other choice than that. I mean,
that's just what I'm saying. If we're going to put them into life, I don't want to be paying for them just to be able to sit down, be able to get an education as well. Because they can't.
With an education that they're never going to fucking use because they're in jail for life.
So?
Who's teaching the person in the jail that's already working there already?
He's going to be teaching other people.
How to kill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be teaching on the outside. Because I need to get me some friends up on her. But this doesn't really answer the question. Because I read a little bit of this article and it doesn't say the people that have already been placed on death row, if they will continue to stay on death row.
Right.
Because it doesn't really go into
or
that.
If their sentences will be.
So
if their sentences will be overturned if they were sentenced to death.
Well, if they were relooked at, it would be placed in
for life.
Probably for life. But I didn't read the whole article, but the part that I read didn't say what they would do. I don't know.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Yes. Tell us what you think, the listeners who won't really let us know. So
God, bitches.
One person I do want to thank that the CDs that was sent to me, Ernesto, he sent them to me back in like September. But because
I'm just thinking
computer,
them now.
Well, no, because I thanked him before.
Oh.
But now that I've actually downloaded the songs and put them on my iPod and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I just want to thank him again for sending me that music because it was a lot of music. And I just hadn't had a chance to put it on my iPod because my computer was packed away. So I did put that on and it's awesome running and exercise workout music. And 2202. Okay. Remind me. Mm-hmm. Keep that. damn it. James is going to use them too to run to and listen to and
get my birth and all that good stuff.
Fuck. I am so not good at this.
It's all good. You're getting back in the swing of things.
Ding! So, yeah, tell us what you think about the death penalty. Maybe some of you have actual cases that you had to be on for the death penalty. I personally, if I was pulled for a jury duty and they asked me if I believed in the death penalty, I would just have to tell them no. Because I don't want to be responsible for that person's life. Because I would feel guilty as hell if I said, yes, they did it, and then like 10 years after they were killed, they were, you know.
But here's the thing. It's not you that's deciding if they get a death penalty. It's you deciding. Well, no, here's the thing. It's you deciding if they're guilty or not guilty. It's the judge who just gives them the sentence.
Yeah, but you have to be okay with them at that possibility. So if you say guilty, then you know there's a possibility that person's going to be put to death. I don't want that.
That's out of your hands.
I don't want that.
Sorry to say this, but no blood on your hands.
Oh, rude. That pun was soon. Not funny. Okay. Tell us what you think.
Do it.
And we're done with that.
Get her done.
And we're at 23 minutes. Should we cut it, make it a short show and then start a next show with what we did today with a special somebody?
Sure, we can do that.
And then what else are we going to talk about? Because this will come out.
I could tell you my guinea pig story.
Oh, well, apparently there's a motorcycle going past us. what did you guys think about the sound of the last show? I didn't get any feedback for it, so I guess it's okay. But let us know if it sounds similar to what it used to be, if there's something that needs to change, you know, all that good stuff.
Right.
And last time I forgot to say, like, all the ending stuff.
Oh, like, yeah.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or...
I don't know.
You haven't set that up yet?
No.
You can send it there and I'll forward it. What else? You can follow me on Twitter as foulmonkeys and you can follow James at James Leroy FM. And you can check me out on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton, which a lot of people are having problems with that, so I guess maybe you can't do it because I have it set for private. Excuse me. And then also check out the Foul Monkeys Facebook page, which James will have new administrative rights to that soon so that we can get that started. And we're revamping the website soon.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas, anybody? We can take those ideas and maybe run with them. But
If they're good.
We're working on that. We're going to revamp the whole thing. So we'll go from there.
Yeah.
And is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.